The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests, and do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of The Hartford or its affiliates.
You're listening to the Small Biz Ahead podcast, brought to you by The Hartford.
Okay, so Gene, last time you gave me some TV recommendations. I'm going to give you two book recommendations.
Good, and I have book recommendations later on.
Okay, all right. So mine are Life After Life.
Oh, that's a great one.
By Kate Atkinson.
Yeah, it's a great,
have you
great
read
book.
It?
I did. It's a fantastic book. This is where the woman during, she keeps reliving during World War
II. When did you read it?
I know, like a year or two ago.
Oh, okay.
And
maybe you told me about it.
I've read some of her other books, like Behind the Scenes of the Museum is really good by Kate Atkinson.
Yeah.
But fantastic, well written. She keeps reliving it, the being bombed in London.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, it's a great book. It's
really
great
good. Book. And the other is Dark Matter, which
okay.
is very popular right now.
Very familiar.
It's kind of the same thing.
Who wrote
it? I can't remember who wrote it. But it's someone reliving the same thing over and over again, but it's kind of science fictiony, but you can enjoy it if you're not a science fiction person.
All right, cool. All right,
those are
great.
Two good ones.
Thank you.
We're going to jump right into our question because it's a good one that I think a lot of small business owners are going to be very interested to hear the answer of this. It's how much should I pay myself? We'll be right back.
This podcast is brought to you by The Hartford. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford strikes back for over 1 million small business customers with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Check out The Hartford Small Business Insurance at thehartford.com.
Okay, this is from Cynthia in Arkansas, and she's a life coach. And her question is this. I just started my business. I think I can afford to take a salary, but I'm not sure what to pay myself. Are there particular guidelines I should follow? Gene, I'm going to let you answer this.
I'm thinking $1 million a year. What do you think? Does that sound like a good round number?
I'm pretty
Cynthia,
sure.
Does that help? So Cynthia, it's $1 million a year. Start there and then just increase it like 10% every year and you'll be good. So next.
All right. So you have your revenue, you have your profit.
Yes. And then what?
And then you have your net.
Yes.
So how much of that, I think, is she asking?
So
what percentage?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't even know why that question comes up for a person that's just sort of a life coach.
Because she might be employing other life coaches.
That's the issue. If she's going to grow her business then and become more formalized, fair enough.
Well, let's say both scenarios. A, she's just a sole proprietor.
Right.
Basically, what she's asking is, how much my profit should I keep for myself and how much should I put back into my business?
Right. So for starters, let's talk a little bit about having cash in your business. Generally, and this it does change a little bit depending on businesses, but as a benchmark, you should have 6 months of cash in your business. Just available cash in your business.
And that's for every industry.
It varies per industry, but on average across all industries, it's 6 months is usually the number that you should be looking for. So whatever Cynthia is going to be taking out of her business as a life coach, she wants to make sure that she's keeping that much in reserves. Now, the question is, how does she figure out 6 months of cash? Like, I don't even know, right? So she has to figure out what her expenses are.
Which have to be pretty low.
Probably, but she needs to sit down and figure out what her expenses are. She has to calculate that what they are per week, per day, or per month, hopefully. And ultimately, she has to end up per month. And then she has to say, for me to fund this business and keep it going, I'm going to need this amount of money that's like sitting there in the bank. That's
so
what she
annoying.
Needs to do. Why? That she wants to...
No. Just having to figure that out.
Yeah, right. Well, it's called math, and that's what people that run businesses do. I've spoken as an employee of the Hartford,
you know,
right?
I just hate the tracking part.
Yeah.
Like, I just bought this new computer. Does that have to go into my monthly
expenses?
Yeah,
well, you know, those things have to do. Yeah, you got to kind of like track that stuff when you're running a business. So yeah, you got to do that. So anyway, she figures that out. If she's a sole proprietor... there's no salary she needs to pay herself from a tax perspective. She could be filing a Schedule C on her, which basically means that whatever income is coming in, she's recording it on a spreadsheet somewhere.
Yeah.
She's got expenses recorded as well. That's all going on her Schedule C. And whatever cash is in the bank, feel free to, you don't have to pay yourself. It's being taxed.
Yes.
Okay.
But she could also take some of that money and say, put it into a marketing budget.
She could. So she could take some money out and spend it or invest it or whatever. But again, she wants to just make sure that she's keeping about 6 months of cash on hand. Everything else is, up in the air. And by the way, she doesn't have to keep, she wants to keep 2 months of cash on hand and she wants to do that's fine. I'm not saying this is written in stone, but yeah, that's generally the rules that you're going to follow.
Practice.
Correct. Okay, so that's if you're a sole proprietor.
What if you have employees?
Right. So now, if you want to, you want to grow your business to a certain level, then you're building organization and structure and you start hiring people, and you do want to pay yourself a salary. First of all, from a tax perspective, you won't be a sole proprietor anymore. You are going to be a LLC, owner of a corporation, yeah, an LLC, an S corporation. So there are some benefits to actually having a salary on the books where you get payroll taxes withheld. You're able to then contribute to things like 401k plans. You're able to then have, you would pay in Social Security taxes and Medicare, so you can get those benefits, you know, if yeah, you're a salaried person. So you've got to figure that out. Now, the goal is when you're paying a salary is that it really should be commensurate with what somebody at your level is paying. So it depends if she's running a coaching firm. So she's a service firm. She's the CEO of a service firm with less than 5 employees, less than 10 employees, right? Go to a site like Glassdoor, for example. You'll be able to see comparable salaries for your CEOs of firms that are somewhat or indirectly connected to your industry, and then see what those CEOs are making. And at least you know that's what I should be paying myself.
Yeah.
Now, okay, again, the 6-month rule still applies. If you can't pay yourself that salary yet, fair enough, then only pay what you can afford when you're leaving that 6 months of cash in there. But your goal should be that you should be getting a market rate for running your business. Ultimately, Cynthia, if you're running a realistic, organized business, your goal should be that you're getting paid at a market rate. And then you've got your other expenses, and then you've got profits at the end of the year after your salary,
yeah,
which are then your profits are being used to reinvest back in your business and all of that.
Now, so, what if you're the owner and you need a little extra cash? Say your kid's like going to college.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just by coincidence. So what do you do? I mean, is
can you like
take the cash? Of course. Yeah. You can do whatever you want. It's your business. So you don't have to worry. People get confused about the taxing thing. Trust me, if you're the owner of a business, whatever the profits are of your business, that's what gets taxed. Yeah. But then you can pull money out of your business whenever you want as a distribution. It's your business.
Separate from payroll.
Yeah, it's separate from payroll.
So how is that taxed? Like a bonus?
No, it's not taxed at all. It's already been taxed, okay, right? So if my business came in with $100 and then I had $10 of expenses, so there's $90 sitting there in cash in my bank.
That's technically just your money.
It's my money. Now, I've been taxed already on that $90, right? Because I have $90 in profits, $90 sitting in my bank. I can take all that $90 out. I'm not going to be taxed on it again. I get taxed on the profits of my business. So those are sort of the guidelines that she should follow.
So you could take that out and pay for sushi.
For sushi every Friday night. That's all exactly right. Or even a movie once in a while. You can do that too. If you so wanted to venture out of your apartment like we did last weekend to see actual
Gene
movie.
Gene actually left his apartment and went to a movie.
Three movies on one weekend, my wife and I. It was a binge in movie theaters with people.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Did
we had popcorn and everything.
People?
No. Yeah, I don't want to do that. It's like go overboard here.
Did you smile?
We kept
at
to
anyone?
Ourselves. No, the lights are dark. It's dark. Nobody sees you. But we fully and thoroughly enjoy. Going to the movies is great.
It is.
It's really
fun.
Yeah. And I found myself when you go to a movie that you watch a movie, you pay way more attention to a movie in a theater than you would at home in front of a TV. Yeah. So it really is a lot. We ought to do that again, go to a movie.
Yeah, that's you just do that. Tomorrow. 3 in 1 weekend. That's
crazy.
That's nuts.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah, we're very impressed.
Okay, so wrapping up Cynthia's question.
The bottom line is this, Cynthia. 6 months of cash you want to leave in your business. If you're a sole proprietor, take whatever money you want out of the business and keep, you know, as long as you're trying to keep around 6 months of cash in there. If you're building up your business and creating an actual organized entity or structure, go to a site like Glassdoor. You're going to have a benchmark, a targeted salary that you should be paying yourself as the CEO of a service firm. And that's what you want to work to.
Okay, great. We'll be right back with Gene's Word of Brilliance.
Did you know that increasing customer retention by as little as 5% can improve your profitability by as much as 75%? If you're looking to increase your customer retention and profits, check out Small Biz Ahead's new ebook, Keep Customers Coming Back for More. This ebook will teach you how you can use the reciprocity principle to increase sales, how to increase social proof to help drive customer interest, and why creating a fear of missing out can encourage customers to buy from you. Head over to smallbizahead.com and click the link in the show notes to download your free copy today.
And we're back. Gene, what's your word of brilliance?
Freebies, Elizabeth. Do you believe in giving out freebies to customers?
Like sample size stuff?
Samples and free product. So there is a woman who runs a bakery in England who was very much in the news of late because she had a viral post that went out.
A lot of stuff coming out of England.
I know, in Australia. But anyway, this woman is, she got sick of giving out free cakes. She makes cakes, giving out free cakes. And she was pushed over the line. Apparently, a very popular show there is like X Factor, is one of the popular shows in England. And they were having like a wedding on the show. And they asked if she would contribute a cake to the show in exchange for they'll mention her on their social media channels.
Okay.
And she went on social media. She said that she refused to do it. Okay. She wants to get paid for the cake. And she's fed up with giving away stuff for free.
How much is she giving away?
Well, she goes, it happens a lot. She says, like, church groups comes, nonprofits, organizations.
Oh, okay.
She's actually quite good. And she has, like, celebrities. Believe it or not, these celebrities that are making £20 million a year, if you're in England.
Yeah.
And then they don't want to pay for a cake. And in exchange, they'll say, like, give me the free cake and then I'll mention you in my, on my Twitter or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, I'm fed up with this. I'm not going to do it anymore. And she made a big post that went viral to all small businesses around the world. Don't give into this stuff. You work hard. She works 17-hour days, she says, and she's sick of giving stuff away for free.
I disagree with the charity stuff, though. I mean, that's just good business.
Well, but she has, it is good business, but there is a limit, isn't it? There's people that come. She's getting people coming to her all the time, like Girl Scout groups and this, and give me donate, and we'll mention you to our friends and our whatever, and, anyway. I think in the bakery, but it depends on your business. I think giving away stuff for free is pretty critical. I think it's very, very personal and very, people taste your stuff. And let's face it, if somebody likes your cake, they're going to come back and get more cake, right? And recommend you to friends. So I don't think you can give away enough free stuff. I really don't. Now, I commiserate. Hopefully that's right.
Commiserate. Yeah.
With her because, she works hard and she hates giving away her cakes for free. So I do have a suggestion for her and for you if you are giving away products for free. It doesn't have to be free. And my suggestion when I was, to her is that if she took a year, over the next 6 months or to a year, and whenever she was giving away something for free, she makes a note of it in a spreadsheet, what the cost is to her. So over the course of the year, she should come up with what her expense is. It's a marketing expense. During every year, I spend £5,000 or dollars in costs for free stuff that I'm giving away. That's what I'm generally spending. Build that expense into your overhead, have it as a line item, and then just adjust your pricing overall for all of your cakes and cupcakes and whatever by the extra couple of pennies required to cover that extra expense because it's a marketing expense.
But as a consumer, then I have to pay so a celebrity can a free cake?
Okay. And if you're going to go and get a cake and she's going to be like, it's £15 for this cake or it's £15, 20 pence for this cake. You're really going to make it. You're not even going to know the difference. Meanwhile, she's covering her costs. And that's what companies do. I mean, it's every big company, whenever there's extra costs.
Cover her costs, but I draw the line at giving away free stuff to celebrities.
Yeah. Listen, I don't, because I think it's a marketing thing. And I think that, she's giving this away the X Factor. And if the X Factor is going to promote her product on, on their social media, maybe it'll generate more work for her. So that's a good thing. But it doesn't have to be free, is all I'm saying. She can give away this cake and still get paid. She can have her cake and eat it too.
Oh my God.
That's what she is. That's what my advice to her is.
Okay. On that note, we're going to close it out before Gene utters any more.
Yeah. I'm in the mood for cupcakes. Don't even bring up that cupcake place in Hartford that you always bring up. I don't know if you love it. Let's end this now.
It's donuts.
Is it donuts? Is that what it is?
Now I want pie. All right. We'll be back with another episode in a couple days.
Thanks for joining Elizabeth and Gene for another edition of the Small Biz Ahead podcast. For the latest on small business trends straight from the small business experts, visit the Hartford Small Biz Ahead. We've got articles, how-tos, and videos to help you run your business more efficiently. Check us out at smallbizahead.com.